Charlene Watson, and I'm talking here with Davis Stewart from Global Witness, following an event we've just had looking at the effectiveness of red finance, trying to think about some lessons we can learn from the existing red finance. So, Davis, I'd like to ask you, how would you summarise some of the policy priorities and some of the options that we were discussing this evening?
What's important here is to ensure that investment in red is effective, that we're not pushing money through too quickly without putting enough thought into developing the right framework for the investment and investing in the right thing. Experience from the past has resulted in previous investments leading to poor outcomes. Money going missing because we didn't deal with transparency of the funds, we didn't build in a strong enough legal system or a governance system, and also investments actually leading to social conflict because we didn't develop proper safeguards and deal with sort of issues on the ground relevant to local people, like land tenure and local rights and the right to participate in decision making. And I think what we've seen now is that investment in red is focusing on policies that actually can work, policies that will see forests being protected. We're losing an acre a second. We only have 20% of the world's intact forest left. We have to act quickly to save it, but we have to act in the most effective way. I think what we're seeing is a focus by a lot of countries on tackling local drivers of deforestation, like subsistence farming and charcoal production and fuel consumption, and not enough focus on actually what is really driving the problem, which is large-scale agribusiness and logging companies that are engaged in forestry, in driving deforestation. And they're the difficult things to tackle. We've got to deal with industrial scale logging. We've got to deal with sort of large agribusiness. And these things won't happen unless we deal with governance and strong law enforcement, strong reforms, and ensuring really strong safeguards that are going to have an impact on the ground.
So, Dav, if you talk about the need for speed and also the need for these safeguards, and what possible options can we use to actually meet these safeguards given the urgent needs?
I think an issue that really should be considered in more detail is moratoriums on activities that we know are driving deforestation now, like palm oil expansion in Indonesia, like soy production and clearing of land for farming in Latin America. There's clearly a need to act quickly, but we don't want to do it in the wrong way. We need to build the governance and we need to build the safeguards, as I said before. Moratoriums are a really good way of putting a halt to some of the activities that are going on now that are causing a lot of the problems, and allowing us that time, buying us the time we need to start to look at where the reform is necessary, where the governance reform is needed. And we've seen attempts at a moratorium in Indonesia. It has some flaws and some problems, but it's the first serious attempt at a moratorium, and we need to fix that situation in Indonesia. But we need to expand that idea beyond into other large scale agricultural and logging operations that are causing deforestation.